This is Diane Tarbifield with the Shelby Star. In the first 4 months of 2018, our reporters have written about more deadly crashes than we're used to seeing in Cleveland County. 13 people have died. That's 13 more than this time last year. I recently sat down with First Sergeant Dowdle with the Highway Patrol to talk about the rash of crashes. While leafing through the wreck reports, Dowdle talks of the toll these incidents have on families and the investigators. I was hoping you could kind of, I think I know at least the last 2 years' numbers, but if you could kind of just review with me what the numbers have been like as far as traffic deaths in the county year over year.
You know, we look back at the historical data from 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and we had been averaging around 11 fatal collisions a year up to that point. You know, in 16 we had 22, I think, and then last year we only had 7. And then, you know, so far this year we've already had 11 collisions, 13 killed. So, you know, we're on track, unfortunately, for a record-setting year as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of determination on why, you know, we would have practically double the numbers this year so far to last year's completely?
You know, there's not any one thing, really, no one area that we can pinpoint it to. You know, I will say that looking at our things here, here's 2, 3, 4, we got four of the people that were killed were not wearing their seatbelts. So, you know, that's almost a quarter of them, basically, that were not wearing their seatbelts. We've not seen a lot as far as, you know, alcohol use as part of that. It's really hard to pinpoint an exact cause that it would be, you know, similar to all of them.
Okay. And you and I had talked earlier in the year about education, but seeing that nearly half of the people, or like you said, I guess a quarter of the people who've died weren't wearing seatbelts, would that coach you guys to, when you do educational components, to focus more on the importance of wearing seatbelts?
Yeah, it's something that we always stress every time our troopers go out and give talks, especially in the high schools, driver's ed programs. They always talk about seatbelt use because that's the one of the biggest things that people can do to increase their chances to survive in a crash is to wear their seatbelt.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you can't control a lot, but that's something that you do have control over. When you counted those, did that include the child?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it did. It did, yes. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five. Yes, it did.
I found that website.
Oh, okay.
And can you go back over what that the money is that you guys got and how that was issued and what you, well, there, or I guess not money, was it money or is it?
Well,
just
there was some money that was given for troopers to work additional shifts on rural roads.
Okay.
You know, our state road routes, secondary roads, and it was given. We've got 20 shifts per month since. We got 10 in February, but then March, April, May, June, we're going to have 20. And it gives troopers an extra day that they can work to work on this rural roads initiative.
Okay.
And, you know, we've actually, although our numbers don't show it, they've done good work. I mean, they've written 592... speeding tickets, 182 restraint violations, 719 warning tickets, 17 impaired drivers, and a total of 2,160 enforcement contacts just on our secondary roads since the middle of February. So they've been really working hard on it. You know, I think it has made a difference, even though, you know, our fatalities on these rural roads have not really shown that. But the one thing I would point out was that, you know, this is we kind of target when these guys are working these shifts around our crash data, and we use it's called our district operations report, and so that's how we schedule it. And you know, the fatalities that have happened on our secondary roads have really not happened during the times when the guys were working. Most of our fatalities have on the secondary routes have happened, you know, mainly late at night, early in the morning, with the exception of one.
Okay. And I mean, obviously, it's a complete total toll on families that are involved with these people who have died, but I would imagine it would take a toll on you guys too, having to respond to deadly crashes and contact families.
It does, because, you know, I don't think people really understand how much of a life-changing event a fatal motor vehicle crash is. Cause, you know, you think about it, you know, a lot of times we go to people's house in the middle of the night, they're home in bed, or just like the other morning, they're up getting ready to go to work and school, you know, and we knock on their door and give them this news. And but we put a lot of work into fatal collision, making sure that we cross every T and dot every I to make sure that we're doing a good job on investigation. So, you know, on top of the time on the scene, roadway being shut down, and then all the paperwork that goes into it, and the follow-up investigations, they take a big toll on us operationally, and as well as, you know, emotionally, the guys having to deal with the families and see some of the stuff that we have to see, unfortunately. It does take a toll.
And speaking of that extra work, how many people do you have working?
We have 11 right now.
And y'all cover how much area?
Well, all of Cleveland County. I don't know exactly how big it is. Okay. But we have 14 troopers allotted here. And currently we have 2 vacancies, and then one of our troopers is on military deployment.
Okay.
So we have 11 troopers here working, 2 sergeants and myself.
Well, if there is one thing that you could say to anyone who's getting in a car to try to keep these things from happening, what would be that piece of advice?
The very first thing is to wear their seatbelt. And then, you know, obey the speed limit and adjust your speed for the conditions. You know, the wreck the other morning, that was totally speed and then the conditions. Way too fast for the conditions. You know, they both were wearing their seatbelts, but it was just such a severe collision. But, you know, the one factor in that one would have been speed.